Welcome to the Wander Mode podcast, where we celebrate the fearless spirit of women embracing life's wanderings. Where every story is a spark of inspiration and reminds us that sometimes the most beautiful moments happen when we simply embrace wherever the journey may lead. I chatted with Jess Cahill last week about all things adventuring, traveling, and building a business around a passion. And I have to say that this is a gal that is truly after my own heart. I loved hearing about her travels, and I loved hearing her adventurous spirit come through as she was telling these stories. If you want to go camping in Yellowstone National Park, she'll take you there. If you want to go into the wilds of Alaska, she'll take you there. If you want to snorkel with penguins in the Galapagos, Jess will be the one next to you in a snorkel and a mask. If you haven't already learned this about me, you know that my hubby and I very much live our life open to receiving all of life's adventures. And there is very little that crosses our path that we turn down. Early on in our marriage, when we actually realized we wanted to experience all adventures, we determined that we would need some supplemental income in addition to our 9-to-5s in order to make those adventures affordable. And it was actually the catalyst for getting into short-term rentals or Airbnbs. Now, at the time, we didn't know that by wandering down that path, that it would ultimately lead to us retiring ourselves from our 9-to-5s in order to start a business 10 years later, but I'll wind back around to that. There are a few adventures for me that are super distinct. And the first real challenge adventure that I ever went on was in New Zealand. Outside of Queenstown, you can go canyoning. And they put you into these dry suits, helmets, and harnesses. And then off they send you on this trail. And I remember our helmets being labeled with really silly names to help our guides identify us. I'm pretty sure Ben's was Sausage and mine was Ozzy. And you lay down on these rock faces and they're pretty slippery and you slide down them just like a water slide and you plunge into these pools of water that are varying degrees of a drop. And it was super outside of my comfort zone at the time. But I did it. And it was the first time in my life that I can remember experiencing a gripping fear and then choosing to do something in spite of it. The next trip that we took that really put me outside of my comfort zone was a trip to Norway with our besties. We climbed the Via Ferrata Loen. It took us about 5 to 6 hours, and I would say I was not the only one that was stretched outside of my comfort zone. But Via Ferrata means iron road. There is this metal cable that is bolted into the side of a mountain, and you scale the mountain in a harness while clipped to the cable. Some sections required us to unclip and reclip, and some sections were definitely more technical than others, but you climb up 3,300 feet above this incredible view of a fjord. And at times you're walking across cable bridges that are spanning gorges or sitting on the edge just taking in the view. It was wildly cool. It was knee-rattling. And surprisingly, I actually loved every single minute of it and took advantage of some of the more quote-unquote challenging sections that were optional. It was so empowering to me to push myself beyond what I had limited myself in thinking that I could, would, or should be doing. And then a few years after that, we went on a trip to Kauai. And we were traveling as a group of 8 to get some sun and some beach time. And we decided it was a great idea to go on a helicopter tour. So we booked the 4 ladies on one helicopter and the guys on a separate helicopter. And the tour was around an hour. And the route was basically going up and over the island, down into some fingers of like the green cliffs. And then it cruised around the Nepali coast. Now, once I settled into it, my brain could not comprehend what I was seeing. It was so stunning. But yet, prior to takeoff, I had a mild panic attack by the car. I was really struggling with the idea of being in a helicopter, much less a helicopter without doors. And I held my friend's hand the entire ride, but I did it. I pushed through so much fear in those adventures. And it's interesting because it's honestly the same exact fear that I'm facing right now in building our real estate business. It is a decision for me every single day to face that fear head on, to keep pushing through the decision to leave a job that I loved, that gave me security, that had my people in it. It's a decision every single day to fully embrace the choice that I made to take a chance on myself and what I could build. It is a decision every single day to believe that if I just keep placing anchors and clipping in and clipping out and taking one more step, just like the Via Ferrata Loan, that at the top, a view is going to be waiting for me of my life, and it will have been worth the effort and the wait to get there. Recently, I've really come to love the quote by Helen Keller that says, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, vision cleared, ambition inspired, and success achieved." I love and appreciate that we live in a world right now where these adventures are possible, where we can do daring things somewhat safely and come out the other side proud of ourselves for overcoming that fear, that a woman like Jess can lead other women on trips around the world, and that I have the ability to build this business from the ground up based on what started as a passion, based on something that started as giving us the financial ability to enjoy adventures, and that I can support my lifestyle doing it. Talking with women like Jess and so many others on this podcast really inspires me to continue to follow my ambitions, to continue to face my fears head on, and to trust that my character will be developed because I left the ease and the quiet behind. Thanks for wandering with me today. If you were inspired by this episode and think it would ignite a spark in a friend, don't hesitate to share. And if you're craving more from the Wander Mode community, hop on over to Instagram at Wander Mode Co. Meet you in the next episode, and until then, wander on.